last night as we were talking about current events with Clyde Lewis. I had a caller come in and she said, you know, it really annoys me that nobody has asked any of these candidates the question because they have opportunities to ask them the questions in Iowa and in New Hampshire where it's small and personal. Why hasn't anybody asked any of these candidates, will you lock us down again? And we both laughed because that's a rhetorical question. We know they will lock us down again. Yeah, we know that Trump will do it. We know that Nikki Haley will do it. She's on board with the pharmaceutical companies. We know that Biden did it. Why do we know that Biden and Trump, the front runners, will do it? Because they've already done it. And they bragged about how effective it was. No admission of any mistakes. No talk of any reform. No talk of from anybody, even under them, within their own party or anywhere, of taking any of these powers that they stole, that they usurped, back. There's no admission or understanding, even with the MAGA people, as to how this all happened. They don't understand that it was done through the money, and that's how Trump did it, was through the money. There's no understanding of that. And so, you know, when you look at all this, of course, you know, will you lock us down again? The answer is, of course, yes. And so what are Americans doing? Americans are voting for slavery. A vote for Biden is a vote for slavery. A vote for Trump is a vote for slavery. You already know they tried to enslave you. What are you voting for these people for? No matter how many people are dying from these injections, the Democrats just can't see it. And of course, this is a publication that talks about the poisoning, but it doesn't talk about who created the poisoning. And I said, and so we got the Democrats who can't see the what is happening with the poison, but we got the Republicans who do see the poisoning, and they're dishonest enough that they want to attribute it to Trump. I said, which one is worse? Is it worse to be deceived and you know not understand what is going on, or is it worse to know what is going on and then to cover up for it?
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.